Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Stevie Dan bringing this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Stephen Moore is our guest. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 20 years he's been hanging out with us. Chief economist at the Heritage Foundation and contributor to the transition of the Trump administration, and continues to help them. His good friend Larry Kudlow is now inside the White House. And by the way, give us a real quick update, Steve, on Larry's condition. He had a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. How's he doing?
Well, I'm happy to report. Thanks for asking. I mean, by the way, Larry was the best man at my wedding, so he's my best friend in the world.
Yep.
And, so we were obviously really concerned when we heard the news about the heart attack. And, you know, by the way, it's almost impossible for anybody to keep up with Donald Trump. That man is a freak of nature.
He is, isn't he?
He goes 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
So Larry tried to keep up with him and had a heart attack. But anyway, he's doing much better. His first day back on the job was yesterday. Some really good news, Jim.
Give him our best when you're talking to him?
I will. He's 14 days now without a cigarette.
Wow.
For him, that's a good.
That is good.
20-year record.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for him. So I want to ask you, the big news today is the market seemed to be actually responding in not a good way to the potential for a trade war. We've gone at it with our continental neighbors, Canada and Mexico. We've gone after our European friends, and we're dusting it up with them. Now we got the Chinese. What's going on? What do you think? Is this getting ugly, or do we need to have more patience?
Well, more patience. But, you know, you're right, the stock market has fallen 1,000 points since he announced these latest rounds of tariffs. Now, look, tariffs are taxes. You've known me a long time. I'm a free trade guy.
Yep, me too.
And I disagree with Trump on the tariffs on the steel and the auto imports. I think that's just a counterproductive. But, when it comes to China, I find myself in agreement with Trump. I think China is no longer an ally. They've become an adversary of the United States. They cheat. They steal. They are building up.
And
their
we've always known that, Steve. But why would he alienate the Europeans who could be our allies against China?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, look, the allies, you know, our quote allies in Europe and even Canada, they do. I mean, Trump has a point, which is that they do impose higher tariffs on us than we impose on them. We have opened up our markets to the Europeans, and in many ways they've shut off their markets to us. Now, not completely. I mean, we do a lot of trade with Europe, even Canada. You know, Trump talks about the 200% tariffs on our American dairy products. And, you know, when I talk to Donald Trump about this, I've talked to him dozens of times about it over the last couple of years. I mean, he's always told me, look, I believe in free trade, but it has to be fair trade. It has to be reciprocal.
Which I agree
with. When we cut our tariffs, they need to cut theirs. And a lot of these countries have not done it.
Well, one of the things that I'm glad about President Trump's attitude about this is for almost 80 years, America has been the benefactor nation of the rest of the world, whether it be from aid or in trade negotiations. We've rolled over, and for years, when we could afford it, we let these countries take advantage of us. We can no longer afford that, and it's time that these other countries deal with us the same way we're dealing with them. I think President Trump's trying to do that. I think his idea is right, but his methods may not be as constructive as they need to be. What do you think?
I think that's a good point. I mean, I think this is a president who, I campaigned with Donald Trump. As you know, I was one of the senior economic advisors. So we would go to states like Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Iowa. And, you know, his position of getting tough with some of our, some of our foreign rivals, it was very popular with people. And, you know, in the end, I believe Trump is going to prevail here. I think China is going to make some major concessions. They better, or else they're going to find themselves in a recession. And I think you're going to see, you know, even I think NAFTA, I hope NAFTA gets, you know, updated and extended, because I think NAFTA has been a very positive thing. But this is going to take months, I think, to sort out.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day,
will the stock market be there for him, though? He could, when you say months, if the stock market, if the markets continue to behave the way they do, this extends into November, this could be ugly.
Well, I mean, look, you're right. I mean, the stock market wants this resolved. We all want it resolved. I think it's going to take a number of months. But if he can get some of these deals that he's hoping to do, then the stock market's going to explode.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I remain bullish on the U.S. stock market. I'm really, really bullish on the U.S. economy. We're going to get potentially 5% growth in the second quarter. Can you believe that? 5% growth?
It's amazing.
We haven't had that in 20 years. So I'm positive about the economy.
Well, I am too, and I do think that he needs something to break in his favor before too long, or he may have to make some adjustments. Stephen, your books are available on Amazon. I know you got a number of books that he's written, folks, and of course you're hanging out these days with as the chief economist at Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Is that right?
Yep. And I have a book coming out in September called Trumponomics that I wrote with my buddy Larry Kudlow. I'm not Larry, with our Laffer. So that'll be out, and it explains all the things we've been talking about. So.
Will you promise to launch it on this show?
You got it, my friend.
All right. Yeah, we'll launch it on the show. Hold on to that thought. We come back. I'm going to talk about the future with our good friend Stephen Moore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.